Several Panhandle counties, along with Miami, Duval, and others, received state grants worth between $40,000 and $125,000. Governor Rick Scott says the counties had to apply for the funds and that the money is designed to help them attract new businesses.
You know, working with the defense community and working with other companies that might be coming into an area that are non-defense, but it might be similar technology, a similar type of workers, things of that sort. We go county by county, project by project, try to find out where we could have the biggest impact on jobs.
The military and defense sector has a $60 billion economic impact on the state and is Florida's third largest industry after tourism and agriculture. State officials are concerned about planned budget cuts to defense and other sectors at the federal level, which are set to go into effect early next year if Congress doesn't act. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.